If I were making up a story, all the good people in the story would be nice plastic saints. They would be good all the way through. They would be role models for us to follow. That's the way we all want them to be. That's the way Sunday school material tries to make them out to be. But it's not the way they were. And the fact that the Old Testament doesn't present them to us that way is, to me, a tremendous comfort. It's comfort on two levels. On the first level, it's comfort for me to know that there's hope for me because I'm like them. As you said earlier, I need God's grace and redemption. And the only way I'm going to be saved is if God draws me out of this mess that I've made of myself and, you know, my life and everything that I touch and makes it right. But beyond that, it's a comfort to me, too, in the sense that it shows me that the biblical narrative is not just a fictitious story. We like our plastic saints. We want all of our heroes of the faith to be perfect. And if we were making the story up, if the story were made up 500 years later, like historical critics often make it up to be, they wouldn't have written the story that way. And so there's comfort to me on a couple of different levels.